I'm Jonathan Reeves. As you drive down Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold, the one thing you see is for sale signs, lots of them. Since NEA Baptist's announcement of the new hospital 5 years ago, land started popping up for sale. Joshua Brown is with Hegg Brown of Jonesboro, a group that's been selling commercial property on Highway 49. Brown tells what attracted him to that area.
When they were looking out there, I guess 5 years ago, I realized what a big impact a new healthcare system locating out there would be. And we just targeted from Arkansas State to the Farville Curve and studying the area. So it wasn't a real partnership. We represented those guys and buying and leasing some things out there, but we basically seen it as an area of growth and have made relationships with the owners since that time of all those properties.
And Brown says with the huge investment NEA Baptist made, property values increased after the announcement.
Just as far as property values, it's probably changed just five times. I mean, if you had a house that, or a lot that may have been worth $100,000, and you're fronting on 49, today it's probably worth five times that much.
Brown sits behind his desk and looks at a computer screen. On the screen is a map that shows the area of Highway 49 between Arkansas State University and the Farville Curve. The map has multiple numbers with arrows indicating which commercial properties have already opened for business. There are other markings on the map that shows which companies, or which properties rather, his company has for sale. Brown tells how many properties have been sold so far and how many are available.
We have sold about 15 properties out there just over the last couple of years. Right now, we currently have on the market 14 properties from Farville Curve out to the back to ASU on 49. Several of them are, a lot of them are different. A lot of lots we envision medical offices being on. Some of the lots we would envision commercial things like Subway and medical supply companies, some of those things being on. We represent the shops at Hilltop that, of course, has had a lot of growth in the last year. We expect a lot of growth this year.
And Brown says there are plans in the works to put major stores and restaurants on the highway.
Just everything you can think of. There's got to be a pizza place out there. So we're talking to two or three pizza companies about locating out there. We're working with Subway on a freestanding Subway store. It's probably going to be their biggest in our entire area out there close to the hospital campus. You're going to see a couple of national pharmacies locate out there, the Walgreens and Super D's. And then at some point, we hope that a Walmart deal will happen.
And Brown says the land is attractive because of its proximity to the new NEA Baptist Hospital and the new Craighead County Fairgrounds. However, he says there have been some major challenges in trying to attract more business to the area.
Sewer is a big issue out there. A lot of times, the city just doesn't, they weren't prepared to have the sewer. City Water and Light just didn't have sewer access to a lot of these properties. And sometimes you may spend $100,000 or $150,000 just getting sewer to your piece of property. And typically for a national transaction to occur, they're going to have city sewer to the property. So a lot of times that makes a deal not doable if you've got to spend $100,000 on sewer. Second most challenging thing is conveying to the property owners what values would be. I mean, a lot of people think that dentists or chiropractors or even Walmart or whoever it may be looking at purchasing the land, just because they are who they are, they will pay astronomical prices. When that's not the case, there's basic prices that Walmart pays for land, and there's a basic price to build a dentist office. You can't spend over X amount of dollars on your land to make it make sense. So communicating that to those landowners are probably the second most difficult challenge out there.
And something else that has to be considered is trying to match businesses with available land. Brown says every company and every situation is different.
That's kind of our job. That's kind of the science of it. If we're looking at doing a Dunkin' Donuts out there, we know that they have to be on the going to work side of the highway. So they would have to be on the north side of Highway 49. We know that they have to be at a signalized corner. And we know basically what their deal terms are. And the same thing with Walmart, and the same thing with Kroger, the same thing with all these national companies. That's the education that we've got. We've had to learn what to look for when we select sites. And some of these guys we represent not just in Jonesboro, but we represent them in the whole state, and sometimes several states, like Buffalo Wild Wings. When we go to a market, we look for a location on the interstate with 2 acres that, you know, it may not be right in the middle of the retail area, but it's right off of the beaten path. So everybody has unique circumstances and qualifications. None of them are the same.
So Joshua Brown continues to look at the map on his computer to work on filling those vacant areas of property with businesses. Several groups in Jonesboro have been working on their own map, a master use map. It's a plan that Vision 2030 has been putting together to try to plan how commercial and residential growth in Jonesboro will take place on Highway 49 over the next several years.
I think it's going to be probably a great deal of commercial on the probably on the frontage area, frontage road. But I also think there's going to be a lot of development in houses in that area. And the things that we're looking at now in our master plan, master land use plan, is, you know, what we're asking ourselves the same question: what do you think is going to be out there? Well, we really believe that in the front it's going to be commercial. We think a lot more is going to be in residential housing in that area. And so when you couple those together, you're going to have a lot of activity from Hilltop, in my opinion, all the way down to actually Highway 702, the intersection where the stoplight is.
Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin, who says those involved in the process have software available called Community Biz to help in putting things together.
What that does is it plays the what-if game. And the what-if game is that you enter it and you load it in there and you put the commercial and stuff, and then you actually put the data of the increase in traffic and things like that, then it will kind of give you different alternatives of which way you need to be going. And I think that's going to be a great tool that we can use for future planning.
And Perrin says Jonesboro stands to see major economic development in the area.
They're going to bring in new physicians. They're going to bring in specialties and things like that. So that's going to provide our citizens and the surrounding areas more health care benefits for Jonesboro and northeast Arkansas. Also, I think you've already seen driving down the highway, everything changes in a transition. So everything on Highway 49 now, those homes are for sale. Now, what that means to me is that that's probably going to be a lot of commercial development on 49. So it would be economic development. It'll be more jobs for Jonesboro. In fact, the last time I met with the Baptist hospital there, they said they would even have some employees probably out there this June. And I think their anticipated date to open is somewhere around, I believe it's April of 2013.
And Perrin says that future planning is a crucial tool to guide Jonesboro as it continues to grow. Earlier in the story, Joshua Brown told about a commercial development called Shops at Hilltop. Tomorrow I'll talk with the owner of Shops and a business owner who has a business located at the Shops as we continue with our Highway 49 series. More information at KASU.org.